Now let's lead off with the end of the Derek Chauvin murder trial. After weeks of tension, observers in Bloomington Normal expressed mixed emotions at the guilty verdicts. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Some feel validation that police misconduct did not go unpunished. Others look ahead to the tangled and fraught dialogue on race and police. Leaders with the Bloomington Normal NAACP say the verdict provided justice, but does not minimize the discrimination the black community faces daily. Local chapter Vice President Carla Campbell-Jackson says too many other people of color have died at the hands of police.
Hopefully that message will resonate across the country. You do not have the right to unnecessarily take the life, snip the life out of someone based on your pre-conjured stereotypes, racism, whatever it may be.
Campbell-Jackson says the jury that convicted Chauvin demonstrates why diversity is needed in all walks of life. It included 6 whites, 4 blacks, and 2 who identified as multiracial. Bloomington Normal NAACP President Linda Foster says the guilty verdict against Chauvin shows the power of the words, "I can't breathe." George Floyd said those words as he died.
Today is the beginning of all those that never understood, couldn't understand, don't want to understand what those precious words mean.
Not only did emotions ratchet up as the trial went on with a backdrop of other police killings around the nation, but coverage of the case itself was hard to watch for many. ISU Criminal Justice Sciences Professor Milton Ed Craig says the testimony re-traumatized witnesses and viewers. Craig says she refused to view the trial and read articles and headlines instead.
So even though that was hurtful too, at least I didn't have to physically see the trauma that was going on, that was happening to the people on the stand.
Craig says repeated exposure to the 9-minute, 29-second video of Chauvin kneeling on George Floyd might have long-lasting effects. She says those who feel raw after the trial should find a way to decompress.
I think it's best to discuss it, process it in a way that makes sense, and look at it in a way that can have some sort of positivity, or will be forever crushed by the weight of that negative experience of watching.
Watchers are turning now to how the case might inflect the national dialogue. ISU Professor Michael Gizzi says the decision is a signpost, not a turning point on the road, and may help cool tempers. Gizzi expresses skepticism large-scale change can happen soon because it must be delivered by lawmakers who, he says, have not had political will in the past.
We have a lot further to go in holding police accountable. You know, they're the only entity in government that is largely allowed to regulate themselves.
Both the officers who testified against Chauvin and many around the nation condemned his behavior. Town of Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says he expects professional officers will speak out against those who engage in misconduct. Bleichner says police agencies, including his own, have already begun implementing changes based on the failures in the Chauvin case. One of those involved other officers on the scene who did not force Chauvin to remove his knee from George Floyd.
Literally, it expanded duty to intervene for us when we looked at it. We had a duty to intervene for our staff who may see something happen with one of our officers, regardless of rank.
Bleichner says that is now part of the scenario training that repetitively drills officers to react in certain ways. Bleichner says his and other police agencies have also improved de-escalation training. The Chauvin case was not conducted by prosecutors that had connections to Minneapolis police. Often prosecutors and cops have close relationships because of their work on the same cases, and it can become difficult to act in a way that could harm that relationship. Chief Bleichner applauds the avoidance of the appearance of conflict of interest in the Chauvin case through the use of a special prosecutor.
I think it takes away that potential for impropriety. I think it adds to the transparency.
And ISU Professor Michael Gizzi says having state attorneys general handle prosecutions of police accused of wrongdoing might be a workable model going forward. Whatever happens, no one says they think the road ahead will be short or placid. I'm Charlie Schlenker.